Hey y'all, welcome to the Lead Her Ship podcast. I'm Brittany Howard, a mama of six and top leader of a multi-million dollar team, and I love to talk about leadership topics that maximize our impact in our homes, relationships, and in the marketplace as we endeavor to juggle all of our responsibilities well. This podcast is for Christian mamas who either are leaders in network marketing or who aspire to be. I have coached a lot of people to the six-figure level and beyond, and I'm going to share with you here what I share with my team that has helped us build this business with a long-term focus in mind and have very meaningful relationships throughout the journey. We're going to dive into the emotions and thoughts that come with building a business. We're going to deal with relationship dynamics that come with leading a team, especially when your team happens to be your actual friends. We're going to discuss ways to help your team catch the bigger vision with you and how to coach them to success. And we're going to do it all through a biblical lens. I just got back from the most epic network marketing training event that I think in all of my 10 years in this industry, I think it was the best training event I think that I have ever attended. And it was the GoPro experience from Eric Worre. And it was virtual, but it was 3 days of intense training because it was 8 hours of training for 3 days in a row. And so I purchased my ticket. I grabbed a few leaders from my team that I thought would benefit from it as well as I would. And we got an Airbnb downtown Savannah and we watched the training together. It was so good. I learned so much. I walked away changed. So did my leaders that I was watching it with, Michelle and Terry. We all loved it. And I feel very confident that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I'm going to look back on this past weekend and say that was probably the best investment in my business I have ever made. Not only did I take 59 pages of notes, but the relationships that were built while we went through this transformative belief-building experience together, just invaluable. We watched the training all day together, and then we would stay up very, very late discussing, and then we'd get right back up the next day and just have hours and hours of conversation over coffee before we would get right back at it with the training. And so it was the best time. But I'm here today to share with you a few of the things that I learned. But before I do, I just want you to know that investing in my business in the way that I just described, by paying for a seminar or taking a class or reading books or listening to podcasts or going on a retreat that is full of training with other high-level leaders or leaders that are where I want to be, or with people in my downline that I'm trying to bring up to where I am, which is where they want to be. These are all things that I have done since the very beginning of my business. I think it is so important. It's a non-negotiable to invest in your business if you are serious about making serious income with this. In this industry, there's never any cap on the amount of income that we can earn. But oftentimes we put a cap on ourselves when we don't continue to learn and grow and master the trade and become better leaders. As soon as you stop growing, you will stop going. And you will only go as far as you're willing to grow. And so growth has to be a habit. And I'm not saying that you could never figure it all out on your own and eventually get to the contribution that you want to make and have the impact that you want to have or make the money you want to make. What I am saying, though, is you can do it through trial and error and experience which is the long way, or you can give yourself shortcuts by learning from those who are ahead of you, by learning from people who have gone where you want to go, and they have a story to tell about it, and they have wisdom that they can offer you. And sometimes, oftentimes, actually, you might have to be willing to pay for it. If you think about what someone would have to do to make six figures or multiple six figures in as an employee, or if they just had a career where they're not a business owner or they're not in sales, what would they have to do first before they could ever turn a profit? Most of the time, they would have to invest at least 4 years of their life plus tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars into their education. And in this business model, you don't have to do that. It's learn as you earn, but you must learn. As business owners, there's no college education required, but education is required. And the education that we get does not come from textbooks. It comes from hearing others teach us how they got to where they got. If you're listening to this podcast, however, I'm probably preaching to the choir, because you are here because you want to learn. And I respect that so much. Okay, so I am very passionate about leadership, in case you have not already picked up on that. But that's because I know that everything rises and falls on leadership. And if you want to add to your team, then you need to be good at sales. But if you want to multiply your team, then you need to be good at leadership. And I also know that leadership is simply a set of skills that anybody can learn. Leadership is not something that people are born with. I mean, there are people who have leadership talent, like they understand leadership intuitively. And there are people who have different talents and strengths and abilities, and leadership is just something that they have to learn. And we all have areas like that, that we, some of the parts of this business will come naturally and intuitively, and we don't have to put tons of effort into figuring out how to do it. And then other parts of the business, we will just have to be willing to engage in learning, applying, and mastering the skills. So whatever the case is for you, just know that leadership is a non-negotiable if you want to scale your business to six figures or multiple six figures and beyond. So as I'm looking back over my 59 pages of notes and determining what stood out to me the most out of the whole entire experience, it was his training on leadership for network marketing specifically. And he gave a clear definition of a leader in network marketing that I had never heard before. He talked about how there is a huge difference between an earner and a leader in network marketing. An earner is somebody who has earned a rank one or two times, or they earned a top prize, or they earned a trip, or they earned something along the way. But a leader has five specific qualities that set them apart from someone who is just an earner. And he said that an earner looks a lot like a leader until adversity hits. And then you can tell the difference between who is an earner and who is a leader. He also explained how it takes a particular set of skills to earn something, but it takes a different set of skills to keep it. And I just find that to be so true. I mean, think about it. What does it take to make a hard push and hit a rank? What does it take to earn a top prize in a contest? What does it take to earn an incentive trip? Well, generally, it takes being good at sales and maybe even some duplication in there. Like, you're good at sales and you can teach other people to be good at sales. So that is the set of skills that you must learn in order to earn these things, right? So if you're good at sales and you can teach some other people how to also be good at sales, then you really can earn a lot of these things. And you can even create some momentum with that set of skills. But sales can only be sustained if leadership skills are there to sustain it. And he said that either the leadership rises to the sales, or the sales will eventually fall to the level of leadership. And this is why leadership is so important. And it's also why, in order to earn these things, it's one set of skills, but in order to keep these things, it's a different set of skills. And that set of skills is leadership. Also, even more important, earners come and go, but leaders are here to stay, which is why you've probably heard me say over and over, especially if you are on my team, that if you want freedom and you want longevity and sustainability in your business, it cannot just be about sales. It cannot just be about earning things. It has to be about, it has to also include creating and developing leaders. So let's take a look at the five qualities of a leader. Okay, five qualities of a leader that set them apart from someone who is just an earner. Number one, they are independent and they're not needy. Number two, they are problem solvers. Not give their problems away, but they actually know how to solve their problems. Number three, they are consistent. So they have a consistent baseline of activity or work that they never fall below. They might occasionally go above it, but they never fall below it. Number four, they have big vision and the ability to communicate vision to others, like why this is worth it, why it's worth it to grow, why it's worth it to be uncomfortable, why they're doing this, and why others should too. And then the fifth one is they create action and activity. So they can actually get people to do things that they wouldn't normally do on their own. All right, I'm going to read this list one more time, because I think it's so important for us to grasp this. And as I read this list, I want you to ask yourself, do I have all five of these qualities? So the first one is independent and not needy. Number two, problem solver. So not giving your problems away or expecting your upline or anyone else to solve your problems, but you know how to solve problems that come up in your business. Number three, consistent. So have a baseline that you never fall below. Maybe occasionally go above it, but you don't fall below it. Number four, big vision, the ability to communicate that vision to others. And number five, create action and activity, can get people to do things that they wouldn't have done on their own. Do you have all five of those qualities? And if not, which ones do you need to grow in? And if you need to grow in one of those areas or more, what is the plan? What do you intend to do to grow in those areas? Because here's the thing, leadership starts with you, and you won't be able to lead others and develop other people into leaders until you are a leader, right? Eric Worre also said that the key to your breakthrough, and I mean breakthrough, that means like if right now you're earning a few hundred dollars a month and you want to get to several thousand a month, then that's a breakthrough. If you are currently earning several thousand a month, but you want to earn several 10,000 a month, that is a breakthrough. If you're currently earning several hundred thousand dollars a year, but you want to get to seven figures a year, that would be a breakthrough. And the key to your breakthrough is the number of people with all five of those qualities that you have on your team. And I want to take a little bit of a closer look at all five of these qualities in order to help you self-assess any areas of growth that you might need to focus on, because I want you to walk away from this episode today with a fresh perspective and, if necessary, some ownership, because those are two ingredients for success right there. Renewing your mind, right? A fresh perspective, but also taking ownership and not making excuses for ourselves and not blaming others, but taking ownership of our own businesses, our own lives, our own personal development, our own leadership, and just assessing what we can do to move forward in the coming year so that we can reach our goals. So the first quality was independent, not needy. So Eric talked about how you should essentially in your mind divorce yourself from your upline, not in reality. And that doesn't mean stop working with your upline if you have an upline that invests in you and who loves you and does everything that they can to help you succeed. It doesn't mean stop working with your upline. That's not what it means. So I want to be very clear on that. What he does mean by that is pretend that you are sponsored by corporate. Don't rely on your upline to show you how to be successful. Don't depend on your upline to solve your problems for you. Don't expect or feel entitled to anything from your upline, because this is your business. And if you're going to be a leader, then you must be independent, meaning you're not dependent on anyone around you, above, below, beside, in order to reach your goals or be successful at your business. So essentially, somebody who's needy or dependent, which is the opposite of independent, they generally feel like they can't be successful without somebody showing them exactly what to do. And that is not how leaders behave. Leaders don't believe that, and they don't behave that way. Now, if you have a great upline that you work well with, who invests in you and cares about you and is showing you the way or is helping you at all, you should count yourself to be very, very blessed and be very thankful for that gift. But just so you know, most of the seven-figure earners, meaning people who earn $1 million a year or more in network marketing, do not have an active upline. Not all of them, because some of them have great uplines who have shown them the way and, you know, helped them, support them, believed in them, all the things. Huge blessing. But most of the people who earn seven figures are independent because they had to. It was necessary for them to be, but it didn't handicap them. They didn't believe they had to have somebody showing them everything to do in order to be successful. They believed that it was all figure outable. Here's another indicator that you may be struggling with being independent. And this one may ruffle some feathers, but I do think it's going to hit home with some of you. But if you are addicted to the approval of other people, whether that you just crave approval from your upline, or you crave approval from your sidelines, or even as a leader, if you're craving approval from your downline, these things are the opposite of being independent. When you are dependent on other people's approval to make you feel like you are worthy or you're valuable or you're doing a good job, that makes you dependent, which is the opposite of a leader. Here's the truth that you need to believe and cling to if you want to be a strong leader, and that is that you need no one's approval except God's. and you are already approved. You are already fully accepted, and it is not based upon your performance. It is because of what Christ has already done on your behalf. So you don't have to feel that pressure of working to gain the approval of others. And when you are not working to just, when you're not craving that approval from other people, then you're not going to die by their criticism. Or you're not going to feel deflated or discouraged because they don't recognize you as you feel like you should be recognized, or they don't see your progress, or whatever the case may be. Your success depends on no one except for you. So, number one quality of a leader is being independent. Number two quality is being a problem solver. So, how do you respond when you need to solve a problem? Here's how you should respond. Pause and ask yourself, what could I do to solve this problem? What could I learn that would help me solve this problem? Who could I ask that would help me solve this problem? Now, those things in mind, here's the most important thing you need to know. Don't ask first. If your first inclination when you hit adversity or when you encounter a challenge or there is a problem that you don't know how to solve, if the first thing that you want to do is call your upline or call that person, maybe it's not your upline, maybe it's a sideline, maybe it's your downline. If the first thing that you want to do is go ask someone else, that's not you solving problems. That's you taking your problems to someone else and asking them to solve your problems for you. And that's not what leaders do. So, what could I do? What could I learn? Who could I ask? In that order. And although in this context, we're first thinking about ourselves, and if we have this quality of, am I a problem solver? I do want to throw a quick tip in there for you leaders who are actually trying to develop your earners into leaders. Don't try to solve all of their problems for them, because you are actually doing the opposite of creating a leader. You are creating an earner who is dependent on you for everything that they need. Anytime they encounter a problem, you're just making them dependent on you every single time you solve their problem for them instead of showing them how they can solve the problem. At the end of the day, we're all paid problem solvers. That is what we get paid to do. We get paid to solve problems for other people, whether we're solving problems with our products or we're solving problems for people with our opportunity. The bigger the problem you can solve, the bigger your paycheck. So it is essential that you learn to solve problems, and that as a leader, you help other people learn to solve problems. All right, the third attribute of a leader is consistency. Consistency creates credibility. And he said that there's a baseline that you're never going to fall below. Even if you occasionally go above it, you're not going to fall below it. So consistency, it definitely is going to include the obvious things like showing up consistently, doing your work consistently to grow your business. But it also includes some other things that I hadn't thought about, but I think is very true. Consistency with your energy, consistency with your mood. I mean, think about that. What would be the opposite of consistency in your energy or your mood? It would probably be something like unpredictability. You may appear unstable, volatile. People just don't really know what to expect, which side of you they're going to get that day. And if that's the case, that definitely hurts trust. When I'm thinking about people that I would look to for leadership, they are definitely consistent. And I do trust that their character is going to remain stable and that I'm not going to get a different side of them based on what mood they're in or how they're feeling that day. Eric Worre also talked about another area where we need to be consistent is with being part of the solution and not part of the problem. And I just want to add on to that, that leaders consistently add value no matter what situation they are in. I think as leaders, we probably understand intuitively, a lot of us, that we need to be adding value to our downline, to our team, because we want to be able to influence them for the good, right? However, I think what doesn't occur to us naturally sometimes is adding value in all situations, no matter who you are with. Leaders add value, and they do it on purpose. Whether they're with their downline, their sidelines, their upline, their kids, their extended family at church, leaders intentionally add value. And if you are not intentionally adding value to people, no matter who those people are, then you are likely by default subtracting. So just something that we all need to be mindful of and be reminded of. Myself included, I am definitely not exempt. So I appreciated that fresh reminder. So the fourth quality of a leader is big vision. And vision is just simply seeing future potential. It's not currently there. You know it's in the future, but you also see what is possible. And your vision is challenging and it might feel big, but you know that it's worth it. And so you're willing to work hard. You're willing to get out of your comfort zone and you're able to communicate to other people why it's worth it to you to be uncomfortable, to do the hard things, do the hard work, do the personal development, challenge yourself, overcome obstacles when necessary so that you can create change, because the alternative would be to stay the same. And staying the same is hard. Growing is also hard. But only one of those two is going to yield the results that you want. So you may as well choose the proper hard, because it's going to be hard either way, right? That is vision. When you have vision, you can see in your mind's eye what the future is going to look like for you. And when you can cast vision for others, you can paint the picture for them that their future can look different too. Oh, and that reminds me, one of my favorite lines from the training this weekend was, "Good leaders have vision. Great leaders give vision." Which leads us to the fifth quality of a leader, which is creates action. The ability to get someone to do what they would not have otherwise done on their own. So basically, that's influence. So, like John Maxwell says, leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. And I think that influence and vision go hand in hand, just like the first two. In being independent and being a problem solver, they are very, very closely related. I think that vision and creating action in others, they are directly related to each other. So do you see the difference now between an earner and a leader, and how you can earn a lot of things with a particular set of skills, which usually involves sales, but in order to keep it, it's simply a different set of skills, which is leadership skills. And leadership creates stability in your business, longevity, and sustainability in your business. So what are you going to do in 2024 to level up your leadership? I just want to challenge you to commit to that process of developing your leadership skills and maybe even your leadership talent. And if you do, there is no doubt that you will be set apart from most people. When adversity comes and others are tempted to sit down and quit, you will still be standing, and so will your people if you show them how to also develop these qualities of a leader. If you will commit to this process of growing yourself as a leader, then you will be the lighthouse when the storm comes. And I didn't say if a storm comes, I said when, because challenges and adversity are inevitable. It's just part of life, and it's definitely a part of growing a business. But leaders will be pillars of strength, and they will be the ones that everyone else is looking to for wisdom and guidance when they encounter adversity. I hope that this was as helpful to you today as learning these things was for me, and I'd love to hear what you think about it. If there's an area where you're realizing you need to grow, would love to hear about that too and what your game plan is to do it. So, was this helpful to you today? If it was, would you do me a huge favor and leave me a 5-star rating and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts? And it also means the world to me when you guys shout me out on social media and tag me. Your feedback is so valuable and so encouraging to me. Thanks so much for hanging out with me this week, guys. See y'all next week.